Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to the Clear the Screen show. I'm Melissa Dealey.
And I'm Billy Oddme.
And today, I am going to be interviewing Billy around her story in the Clear the Screen book and what has brought her into this work. And first, though, I just want to give you, I know you know Billy a little bit already. I want to give you a little bit more of an intro from her bio, and then I'm going to have Billy share her story. Billy's journey from saving lives to healing souls has been nothing short of extraordinary and transformational. Billy is a single mom to two beautiful children and a beloved fur baby, Maddox. With a Bachelor of Education and a Bachelor of Human Kinetics, Billy has been a dedicated police officer since 2005 and is also a passionate real estate investor. She is a certified trainer in neurolinguistic programming, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy, as well as a master results coach and master teacher of magnified healing. As the CEO and co-founder of Go Mind Spire Inc. and co-founder of our Amplify Impact Academy and my sister from another mister and the best training partner and business partner I could ever hope for, Billy takes pride in her role as a brain trainer, empowering others to elevate their mindset for lifelong success. Love, love, love that, Billy.
Yay.
I know your journey wasn't easy. I know you have put in the work in order to shift yourself from that place of victim island over to the desired place where we all love to live, Solution City. And that has been quite the journey. And I would love for you to share your story as to how you have accomplished that in these last few years in such a profound and transformational way.
Yeah, I know we're on a time limit here, so I'll give you the Coles Notes version because there's a lot to it. Really, I mean, it comes down to, you know, that saying, you don't know what you don't know. I never understood the depth of that phrase until I started this work. And, you know, being a real estate investor, I had a lot of property that I invested in Victim Island, a lot. And I used to invite the girls over for margaritas all the time and, you know, come and listen to my sob story and, you know, woe is me. And, you know, and God bless them. You know, many of them listened because they didn't know any better either. And, you know, they were there to support me. And I didn't realize how bad it was until, you know, you hit that proverbial rock bottom, right? And that's when I started looking upwards and inwards and asking the universe, like, okay, what? Like, how did my life get here? You know, I thought I did all the right things, right? What society tells us, okay, go to school, get a good job, get married, have kids, you know, be living your life. I had all those things, except I was miserable. And I was always seeking more. And I always felt there was something missing in my life. And I'm like, there must be more to this. And, you know my story, like growing up in a traditional East Indian family and always being told I couldn't do stuff because I was a girl, there was always this like need to feel that I was worthy or I was good enough because I was a girl, because I was always told that I couldn't do things because I was a girl. And growing up with two brothers and them being able to enjoy life, it really sucked being a girl. And I think that's one of the reasons why I went into policing. And I felt so... What's the word? You know, there was so much injustice that I wanted to go do something to fulfill that need that I was not getting, you know, treated fairly. And that, yeah, it was a man's job because the programming that got put in was that you're weak and that you're not good enough and that you're not powerful. So I naturally went towards a position of power because I needed that need to be fulfilled. And now I know why. Now that I know what we do, I'm like, oh, that makes total sense why I went into that line of work. I mean, at the core of it, I did want to serve, right? That is, I know my mission in life and that's what we're doing now. And I know I've found the actual purpose in how to fulfill that need. However, in the time, I started learning all these patterns and all these self-limiting beliefs that I needed to do all this stuff in order to be the highest version of myself, instead of just being that person that I needed to be. And that's what we say, that we have to go inward. And so that's what I did. And my journey started when I met a hypnotherapist. And, you know, I did some health coaching, kind of like you're kind of, you know, being a police officer for 20 years. And I'm like, I don't really want to do this. After the pandemic, I got a taste of what it's like working from home. And I'm like, I loved it because, you know, I have Maddox under my desk. I could be home with the kids and be there to go drop them off at school and all that. And then when I started this health coaching, I started noticing people's mindset was off, right? Because I was helping them get back into shape. And, you know, they had this unrealistic expectation of, you know, I can lose 40 pounds in 2 weeks. No, that's not what. No, that's not how it works. And so I was going to networking events and I met a hypnotherapist. I had never met one before. All I knew of hypnotherapy was the stage shows. And I thought that was just fun, right? It wasn't like therapy, quote unquote. And so I asked her, I was like, I don't know what you do. I know you work with the mindset. Can you come in and do some mindset stuff for my coaching clients? Because they're all off, right? There's something missing there. Again, didn't know what I was doing. And she came and she did her whatever she did. And then she's like, Billy, I'll give you a session too, if you'd like. I was like, sure, why not? I'll at least try everything once. Didn't know I needed it. However, Melissa, I couldn't believe how different I felt after one session. And then I said to her, I was like, why do I feel so different? Why do I feel like so much has shifted? She's like, well, we tapped into your unconscious mind. And I literally was like, you know, I'm going to try not to swear, but like, what the bleep does that mean? What do you mean the unconscious? Like, what do you mean you tapped into my, what does that mean? I literally was like floored. I'm like, I have no concept. I know the unconscious mind runs in my body. I had no idea it could help me shift like trauma. And then there started my insatiable drive to learn everything about, because I'm like, if it can do that in one session, what else could it do, right? Because it worked. And so then I started down and, you know, listened all to the little breadcrumbs that the universe has literally been giving me my entire life. And then I found this work, this 8-day course that we now teach, and then the master level. And as soon as I started doing this work, I'm like, I want to learn how to teach this, because I think people need to know. And as you said in my bio, I went to school to be a teacher. Except I wasn't meant to teach elementary physical education classes. This is what I was meant to teach. And, you know, for our audience is really cool. Marlis and I have had our Akashic records read. Apparently, we've been doing this together since 1442. So it's no surprise that this comes naturally for us. And that when we met, like you said, we're sisters in mission. We're back in this lifetime to do this purpose again. And really, that's how Amplify Impact Academy was born. And it's been the most beautiful transformation for me in allowing myself to have that grace and compassion for all the stuff that I've been through, without the judgment, without the resentment, without the anger. Of course, sadness and hurts. You know, it's still like we honor that tough things happen in life and that we all have traumatic events. However, I don't have to carry it and make it an excuse for me to be stuck on victim island. Now, it's allowed me to really stand in my power in Solution City, because now I know my worth. Now I know all those things were meant to teach me lessons to get me to this moment right now where I'm having this conversation with you. So, I mean, in a nutshell, that's part of my story.
And it's such a powerful story. And I love that last piece that you said, that everything happened for you to get you to where you are now. And that's the vision that someone has when they are camped in Solution City, recognizing that everything served a purpose and that at each step of the way, you were meant to learn something. And that's why it happened. Whereas the people on Victim Island are over there going, oh, woe is me. Why is this happening to me? Keeps happening to me, blah, blah, and inviting friends over for margaritas, which is where you were before, as you said. Because you didn't have the tools and you didn't have the understanding how to move yourself over to Solution City. And now you're firmly camped there. And life happens.
Yep.
So tell me, when life happens and you end up back over on Victim Island, what do you do then?
Well, first of all, I sold all my property on Victim Island. I'm no longer having property there. However, I do go back and visit, as you said. I have a beautiful, you know, beachfront property now with this shiny red speedboat on my dock. And sometimes life happens and we get sent over to Victim Island. And the biggest difference for me now is I'm aware when I'm there. Whereas before, I didn't even realize it because I just got caught in the story of it. And now I have the awareness because it doesn't feel good, right? It doesn't feel good to be there and to have those feelings of anxiety and stress and worry. I know like that doesn't feel good in my body. And so now, luckily, I have this shiny red speedboat. And I'm like, nope, I'm going to jump back in here. I can have my little, you know, pity party and go back over to Solution City. I'm like, okay, how is this happening for me? What can I do? I have my beautiful community with you and Team Light that I can reach out to if I don't have the tools for myself. And I always have the tools for myself. However, sometimes you just want to, you know, have someone listen to you without anchoring you into victim island, right? And that's the work that we do, is that we're here to listen. However, our job is to encourage you back to Solution City. And that's what the community does for me, is that, yeah, okay, that was really crap. And sometimes we don't see it, right? We don't see what other people can see from the outside. And that's why the community piece is so important for me. And I think that's the biggest piece for me, other than the awareness, is knowing, okay, I'm over here on victim island. This is not serving me. Being, you know, having a pity party is not helping me solve this problem. What can I do? Get over there, do whatever tools I need. We do our monthly timeline therapy cleanups. So the big piece is that I'm not there much anymore. And because I recognize it right away, and then I get back over. Because the longer I stay there, the harder it is going to get back. And so I know as soon as I get there, if I get off of it quicker, it'll be an easier ride back until the storms come in, right? You don't want to wait for all the big clouds to come in. And so once I'm back in Solution City, then I have everything at my disposal. And I've witnessed how much our thoughts really dictate where our life goes. And I feel it physiologically now, right? I feel it when I'm not in a good state, my body will tell me. And that's another piece of awareness that, okay, Billy, where's your thought process? Why do you have a headache right now? Why are you, is your tummy feeling all weird? Oh, it's because I've been thinking about this thing. So I've been getting caught up in that negative thought process. And so I can shift it. And I have so many tools that I can use. I use the Sun Strategy, and I literally just get to the point where I tell myself, that's not serving you any longer. Let's shift to what will serve you, and how can we move through this?
And I love that you use your tools, and I know we love teaching these tools, and it's so important because the programming doesn't provide us these tools. We're not taught these tools through our education system. And in fact, the wiring of our brain is to look for fear. Our reptilian lizard brain from back in the day is to be on alert for fear, because we used to have to go out and hunt for our food, and we might get eaten by a lion or a tiger. And that programming is still running. And so as a result, it's very easy for you to go to victim island. It becomes part of life. And the more we do it, the more that feels like the norm, and we think that's the only way. And what I love about our work is this messaging that we create for people is, guess what? You can update that reptilian age program in your mind, mm-hmm. and learn these tools so that you no longer have to camp over on victim island, because as you said, it doesn't feel good. And when you have the tools to get over to Solution City, aka the shiny red speedboat, who doesn't want one of those? Life is so much more in flow. It is so much more fun. It is so much easier. And so, I mean, obviously, I love that you found the hypnotherapist and that led you to learning more, because we met at our NLP teacher training and, you know, decided right then and there to collaborate and have never looked back. And so I'm so grateful that we have been reconnected in this lifetime. So all of the work that you've done, and I've seen how far you've come in just that, what is it, almost 2 years, 2 years now since we met. How has your life been amplified since integrating all that you've learned, all of these tools, and being, you know, walking the walk of the talk that you talk in your own life?
It has affected literally every area of my life. And, you know, they say, you know, what we teach, pain means pay attention. So I started paying attention to a lot of the areas of my life that I was not enjoying. My job was one of them.
right? I didn't want to be a police officer anymore. And that had kind of been the way since I had kids. And that was almost 10 years ago now. And except I didn't have a way out. Because again, I'm a single mom. You know, when I decided to leave the marriage, and I had fortunately had to leave the family too, because they didn't support me in that decision, I felt more stuck. And, you know, again, when you trust the universe and you trust your path and you pay attention, the universe will always bring me the resources. And that's how this work happened. And, you know, the pandemic was a blessing in disguise for me, because it allowed the majority of the planet to just take a pause and really take inventory of your life, of where in your life are you settling, really? Because if we're settling, that means we're not happy, right? Because we should be happy in every area of our life. We're programmed to be happy, not programmed. We are designed to be happy, healthy, wealthy. Unfortunately, the programming sometimes messes with that design, right? And so I was asking myself, where am I not happy, healthy, wealthy? And I was not happy in my job. I was not happy in the relationship. Obviously, all that. I wasn't happy in my body. I had let go of myself in terms of my health, because again, I was just keeping my head above water. I had two toddlers when I left my marriage. So I really was just wanting to stay alive and keep my children alive. That's where I was at. And so when this work came into my world, instantly, I know the first course I took was Magnified Healing. And I know we teach that now, and I always recommend don't start for that, because your brains will like ooze out of your ears, because it's such a drastic way of thinking. However, you know, I just signed up because the words itself, Magnified Healing. Yes, sign me up. I need some healing. I'd love some Magnified Healing. And now I know what that means, is really going up into the higher realms and being in touch with your truest, highest purpose. And I started there, and instantly, when my mindset shifted around why life is the way it is, and that how we're supposed to learn from each thing that happens to us, and that we signed up for this, that was the part I had some difficulty understanding. So I'm like, why would I sign up for that? Now I know. It was because I needed to go through those difficult things to become strong, to become resilient, to become compassionate, to learn forgiveness. I know one of the reasons I came down here for sure was to learn forgiveness. But because betrayal has been this theme of my life, and because I wasn't learning the lessons. And now I'm like, oh, okay. So now I learned lessons really quick. When something's bad happening, I'm like, I want to learn the lesson right away, so it stops and the universe is like, good, she learned, let's move on. And so when
let's just state this here. If we don't learn the lesson and we ignore it, guess what? The universe finds another way to put that lesson in front of you again. And that's going to be even more in your face and
louder, more painful, more difficult. Yes. So I learned that the hard way, that I will listen. So when I started this, I really instantly, my resentment for my family went away. The resentment for, you know, the husband went away. All the resentment that I had of all the bad things that happened to me went away. And that in itself was a profound shift, because I wasn't carrying that anger anymore. I wasn't carrying that, you know, why did this happen to me? Now I was like, oh, I get it. Now I know why that happened to me, because I needed to learn this, 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 and this. And so as I started moving forward, that in itself released so much energy, because being angry takes a whole lot of energy.
It does.
And I was being angry so I wouldn't feel the feelings of being sad and hurt and all, you know, scared and all those things, which we deal with now with timeline therapy. Funny enough, anger's the first one, right? Anger, sadness, fear, hurt, guilt, rage, shame. I mean, all the things that I was carrying around with me. And so when I went through my first timeline therapy session, I was like, oh, wow, I feel lighter. I felt this literal physical like weight off my shoulders that, okay, I don't have to carry that bag of crap around with me anymore. Now I could just be free of it. And then the more I did it, the more I went through Master Prac and I started rewiring the neurology of those limiting beliefs that I was carrying my whole life, of not being good enough or powerless, and definitely didn't feel worthy, definitely didn't feel loved either, right? That's why I was always doing, because I felt like I needed to do things in order to be loved. I didn't understand unconditional love because I wasn't given that as a child. And so all that shifted for me. And think about that. Like when you finally learn to love yourself, and know that you're worthy of everything and that you are magnificent and you have these gifts and you have this purpose. Now that has allowed me to step into this work that much more powerfully. And I think this is why in our courses, people have that transformation, because we can hold that space for them. Because it does require that level of safety. And I know this has been a big theme of my life, is I never felt safe. Not in my body, not in my family, not in my environment. And this is the one place, and you know this full well, that I can come and I can just bawl my eyes out and I feel completely safe. And I don't feel like I'm going to be judged or say, oh, Billy's emotional, because it was a bad thing in my family to be emotional. And now I can be truly who I am. And when I'm being truly who I am, my gifts are coming online so fast, because I can hold on to that capacity of that wisdom, because I don't have all that other crap weighing it down. And that is where the true impact has been created in my life, that now been there, done that, got the t-shirt, don't want to go back. And now here I can teach you not to do it. Because you don't want to, like, I mean, we all have lessons to learn and we can't surpass or bypass those lessons. However, we do have a little bit of an easy button that, you know, maybe we can help you get there with less bruises and scratches on your body, you know, on your emotional bodies and your spiritual body to get to Solution City. So really the answer is, in every area, I mean, I'm such a better mom. Like, my relationship with my kids is so much more beautiful now. Like, I appreciate them so much more. It's taken so much weight off of me, even in that area, that I know that they have their own lessons to learn. And I can't control what happens when they're with their father. I can only control when they're with me and how I love them. And that their relationship with their grandparents, their relationship with their friends, their father, is that's their contract. And so it gives me that almost sense of relief as well, that, okay, I can just do what I'm going to do, be the best mother I can be, and that's all I can do. And then financially, oh my gosh, like 6 months, you know, my real estate career, I won a award called Freedom Fighter. And really, I was sitting on financial freedom. I had no idea. I had no idea that, because my mindset was closed, right? It was like, okay, just
this programmed.
Buy, you know, it's the whole rent and pray. Buy a couple properties. I thought I was a good mom and I bought a couple properties and you know, just rent them out. And once the kids are old enough, I'll, you know, they can move in. Or, and that was the limit of my thinking. Even though my family was all a bunch of real estate and business entrepreneurs, I was never given that programming. So I had to fight against that I can be successful. And, oh, I can be a real estate investor and I can be financially free. And that whole world, piece of my world, and now you're part of that world with me, because now I can share that wisdom with other people too, that we don't have to do the 9 to 5. And now I'm retiring from policing after 20 years, making way more money passively, and now doing this mission that literally is not work for me. This is my service in the world. And of course, we're paid for that, because money is a symbol of our service. And I'm honored that I get to do this work in the world. So, I mean, spiritually, like financially, emotionally, spiritually, physically, every area of my life. And I know once I get back into a relationship, which I'm now calling in, that I know I'll be such a better wife and I'll be such a better partner. And because I have those boundaries up around me that I know my worth and will never let anyone treat me less than I deserve. And that's what people need to understand, that nobody is deserving of anything less than unconditional love. And that's where I'm at.
And it's beautiful. And in such a short amount of time. Yeah. And as a police officer, you were mandated to go to therapy every week, every month. I'm not sure what it was. However, mandated to go. And understandably, because you see a lot of horror as a police officer. And yet, because of this work, your therapist graduated her. You from her program. And I'm just so proud of you for that, because I've never heard of anybody else ever being graduated from
it. I really think I should get a certificate from her that I'm graduated from therapy, because that was literally her word. She's like, Billy, you don't need me anymore. Because she saw my transformation, because I was seeing her through all this turmoil that I was going through, and she saw how I was growing. And it had nothing. And again, we don't knock therapy, because it's great for awareness. She brought a lot of things to my awareness of, you know, the programming and patterning that I was running. However, she wasn't able to give me any tools to fix it, because all she could do is teach me consciously, and we know, and we teach this, that all learning, all behavior, and all change is unconscious. And that's why this work is so powerful and so fast, is because we're tapping into that 90% of our brain, not just the little fraction of the 10% of our conscious mind. So I don't have to use my willpower. Because I've been involved in personal development my entire life, from as long as I can remember. And it never stuck, because now I know why. I was always using my willpower, and the programming was always there. So it always would overtake it.
And not only that, the programming is in the unconscious mind. So you can't change it in the conscious mind. So if you haven't got the tools of the unconscious mind, there is no ability to actually rewire that programming. And that's what's so profound about this work, is we can rewire the neurology, and we have the tools to do it in the unconscious mind.
Yeah.
And yes, you can create change in the conscious mind. However, it takes a long time. The only tool you have, or tools, are willpower, accountability, and tasking. And when life happens, that program is still running. So guess what? When life happens, that program will just take you right back to where you were. And you then sit there and go, I've been working so hard at this. I've made so much progress, and I'm back here again.
Yeah.
And so that's what we both love about this work, is that when we rewire the programming in the unconscious mind, when life happens, guess what? The new program runs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty.
It's just like our phones, right? We're always updating our phones. We're updating our laptops, our computers. And we forget that this is the biggest computer we have, and we don't update it. And so that programming that got put in when I was 5 years old, that made me believe, really, that I'm not good enough, is now running my adult life out of my awareness. That's the key piece that I always share with people now, is that you don't know that that's happening. If you consciously knew it, you would fix it. And as we teach, like, we all have our little presenting problems and some semi-conscious, oh, I just wish I had more confidence. Well, it's tied to a root cause. So we can get to the root cause and pull the root. The weeds will not come back anymore. You know, the first thing that the phone does when we update is, what does it do? It gets rid of the viruses and the bugs. We have viruses and bugs up here, and those are those limiting beliefs and those limiting decisions that we carry out of our awareness. And the only way to reprogram it is, again, is to go back into the computer, back into the hardware. Delete the apps that aren't serving you anymore, right? Get rid of the viruses and the bugs, and then put in the new apps and the new operating system for your next level of evolution. Because that's really, now the more I learn about this, the spiritual piece to this work is that we are meant to grow, and we are meant to evolve, and we are meant to learn. And that's why things happen to us. Because if it was rainbows and butterflies and unicorns, we wouldn't learn. Because we would just be status quo. We would just be flatlined. And except we have ups and downs.
Boring really fast.
Yeah.
It might be nice for a week or two. That's right. What vacation is. And then after that, it gets boring really fast.
And that's why a lot of these people that, you know, they make the billions and billions of dollars, and then they're unhappy because they know they haven't grown spiritually. And really, we have to grow all our bodies, right? Physical, emotional, spiritual, mental. All our bodies need work, not just the one. And that's why we created this Clear the Screen, you know, campaign, and our Light Circle membership was, we go to the gym for our muscles all the time. Why are we going to the gym for our mind? It's a muscle. And why aren't we growing that? And why aren't we up-leveling that piece of ourselves? Because that's what's going to level up every other area of our life, you know, financially and spiritually, romantically, all the other areas as well.
Exactly. And I also love what you said earlier when you talked about understanding this work brought you relief when it comes to raising your kids. Because as a single mom, it's a lot of responsibility to be raising two little human beings and a fur baby, especially if we think that we are supposed to know it all, do it all, be it all, et cetera, et cetera. And when we can step back and realize that it's not all on me, they have their journeys, they need to learn their lessons, We don't need to be parachute parenting. That doesn't serve our kids at all. We have to step back and allow them the space to learn their lessons. Yes, we need to keep them safe. Absolutely. However, they get to fall and they get to pick themselves back up and they get to learn the lessons. And just the stress that comes off your shoulders when you can step back and recognize that it isn't all on you. And I think that's been a huge learning for you, for me as well, for all of us that do this work, that then allows us to put that energy into what we're creating and into supporting others and training others and teaching others. So I love that. So Billy, I want you to tell me, was there one moment or one breakthrough during this work where you truly felt your identity shift or where something just clicked at an unconscious level that catapulted you forward?
I mean, there were so many and they keep, and still, it's still happening. Every time I think I know what I'm doing, it's like, oh, I realize how much I don't know. I alluded to that one course I took, the Magnified Healing was the first one. And when I was shared that story about, you know, we signed up for this, that we had this contract up there with God in that book, The Little Soul in the Sun, you know, that concept that, okay, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to learn forgiveness this time. Okay, well, then someone needs to go down with you and do something bad to you in order for you to forgive them. That right there, poof, my brain like just went exploded because I was like, oh my God, if I have to have something bad happen to me, otherwise I need someone to forgive. And I wasn't learning forgiveness. And this is why I kept getting all these people in my life that would betray me because I wasn't forgiving them. I was just being angry. I just got mad. And that was a big shift for me. And then there were so many more profound shifts after that, that as now I'm like, you know, now again, never thought I'd do a PhD. And here I am doing a PhD in metaphysical science because the more I learned, the more I realized I don't know about how the universe works and at what really small, tiny little piece of life we are of this tapestry of the universe and what our role is. And I know that I'm so honored that I was chosen to be one of the light workers. And as hard as, you know, life has been, because a lot of the time, you know, those of us that are chosen, we have the hard lessons to get through in our own ways. And it's because then we can speak to it from that place of, hey, been there, done that, right? I mean, that's why I say I went from like, you know, dealing with people's trauma to now being able to heal it. However, it starts with me first. And as you and I both share this mission that we want to get Timeline Therapy as a household name, because the fact that you can heal trauma without talking about it, because now we know that the unconscious mind already stores all the memories. It doesn't need to rehash it like we do in therapy.
It already knows what happened.
It already knows what happened. And when you talk about it, you just deepen that neurology. Now we know that the unconscious mind just needed to learn the lessons in that traumatic event. And that's what Timeline Therapy allows us to do. And that's why it's so part of my mission now that I want to share this with everyone, being a first responder, that look, you don't have to take that on anymore. You can do just one session a month, which is why we created the Clear the Screen membership, the TLC membership, because you can learn to clear the screen as it comes up. You don't have to just suppress it down, suppress it, suppress it, suppress it. And when we say clear, it literally is clearing it. So we're not saying, you know, shut off the screen. We're not saying suppress the screen, or, you know, we're literally saying clear it, because we want to clear it from our psyche. We don't want to have to carry that baggage with us anymore. And so that is really the profoundness of this work. And as we have been morphing together in these last 2 years, how quickly things are coming, because we're realizing, okay, anxiety, that is a huge problem in the world right now. And really all anxiety is the unconscious mind saying, hey, stop thinking about what you don't want, start thinking about what you do want. Because the programming is telling us to live in the fear about the what if this horror show happens. And we're saying, well, how about you clear the screen and shift it to the love story, and what if this happens? Because we can. It's a choice. And I know, you know.
And I just want to drive home how much of a choice it is. Because sometimes, again, people on Victim Island think, well, it's easy for you to say. However, here's the reality of what anxiety is. It is you worrying about something that hasn't even happened yet, which by definition means it is imagined. So if you can imagine everything going wrong, you can also imagine everything going right. It's just that your programming naturally takes you towards the everything going wrong.
Yep.
And now you understand it truly is a choice, because the everything going wrong isn't serving you. You're stuck in the anxiety because that's where your focus is. When you focus on everything going right, guess what? There's no need for the anxiety because the unconscious mind goes, excellent, great, done.
Right.
Focusing on what they need to be focusing on now. Don't anxiety.
And you know, it's the law of attraction, right? When people are like, oh, I always have this bad stuff, you know, happen in my life, cancel. But when we ask, well, what have you been thinking about? Well, I've been thinking about all this bad thing stuff happening in my life. Well, I mean, okay, but that's the law of attraction. It's a law above our pay grade. And it's not something that we get to choose to believe in or not. You have to believe in the law of attraction. It's just like the law of gravity. If you choose not to believe in the law of gravity and you jump off a cliff, you will fall and get hurt.
That's on you.
It's a concept, right? People think they don't realize how much their thought process is really creating their reality. And that's why we teach the three principles, which is mind, consciousness, and thought. If you want to change your life, change the thought process. Because all that thought is coming in, we can't stop thinking, right? We can't stop thinking. However, we can choose to pick up the happy thoughts and really move with those, as opposed to pick up the crappy thoughts and smell the crap, right? And again, the programming, because that's the filters, is once the information is coming in, if the filters are really garbage and they're really dirty, of course it's going to spit out a dirty horror show. And this is what timeline therapy does, is allows us to clear the filter so that naturally the information that's coming in, you will feel the love story. And that's exactly what clear the screen is about, and why timeline therapy is one of the most powerful techniques in the world, because it's so fast, because it just talks to our unconscious mind.
And we clear the screen. So powerful. So I love all of this, Billy. Your story is so inspiring. And I know there will be listeners that will hear this and be like, wow, that's exactly me. And so thank you for coming and sharing this story, for being part of my life, my journey, our business together. And I want to ask you, what does amplify your impact mean to you?
Oh, what a great question. So, you know, for the audience, I want to let them know that this word amplify was just all around me. I don't know why. And again, sometimes you don't know why, you can't think of it. It's just the word kept coming. And then as we were thinking about a name for our academy, we went through a few iterations, and I literally remember I was outside taking Maddox for a walk and the word impact just downloaded. I'm like, that's what that is. Because I know I can't do everything by myself. I know that my, like, one candle in a room can light it so far. A bunch of candles can light so much more. And I want to leave that legacy that my candle lit so many other candles. So when my candle goes out, all these other candles that have been lit will continue shining that light in the world. And that's what we're causing with this ripple effect. And that together we are stronger, because we're not meant to do this alone. And, you know, I just... proof here that we are being reconnected with our soul group in this moment in time, and that all these light workers that we are coming together, and now this is why Amplify Impact Academy was born now, so that all these light workers that are seeking that fulfillment and that higher level of expression for their soul, they're being magnetized to us, and so that they can light their candle. Because really what we need is to shine some light in the darkness. Because we can't get rid of darkness. All we can do is shine a light on it. And as I said before, this is constantly in my mind all the time, that it's all love disguised as fear. And the light in that darkness, like, you know, I think about my kids, right? They get scared of the dark sometimes. And as soon as the light turned on, boom, they're not scared anymore. And that's literally what this work is about, is that we can shine our light on people's fears so that they can live from that place of love, as opposed to the other side of it, which again is just the programming. So I am just here to do my work, and it has been as little as a time I feel like I've lived so much more in these last 2 years of my life than I have my entire almost 50 years of life now. And I'm so grateful to have met you and I call it my sister in mission, and really our community that we are creating. I'm so proud of it. And the more feedback we get, we know we're on the right path. And now this Clear the Screen campaign that we are launching now is really going to just help that many more people clear the screen, end their anxiety, and allow that abundance to begin in their life, because that's what we all deserve.
That's beautiful. And I love that picture you created of all of the candles and the light still shining. Absolutely mm-hmm. beautiful. So if someone wants to get a hold of you, Billy, what is the best way for them to reach out and inquire about working with you to do a breakthrough, work, learn more about the trainings, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, my coaching company is Go Mindspire Inc. It's on Instagram. It's a website, gomindspire.com. Obviously, we always, always, always recommend people to come through our Quantum Life Mastery School, through our Amplify Impact Academy. So you can search that. This is life skills. And as much as I love working one-on-one, I would much rather teach people these skills, because as that saying goes, if I work with you one-on-one, I can give you officially eat for a day. However, if I teach you the skills, now you can eat for life. And so I always recommend people, this will be the best investment you have ever, ever made in your life. And we stand behind that so deeply that, you know, we have 100% guarantee of our program that if you don't get a full transformation, that we will, as long as you show up. That's the caveat, because this is not a do-to process. And we always say this to our students and to our clients, that as long as you put 100% effort in, because anything less than 100% is sabotage, that you will without doubt get transformation. And we have not seen one student come through our program that hasn't had a full transformation or working through quantum breakthroughs as well.
Wonderful. So all that information will be in the show notes so that you can reach out. And yes, Quantum Life Mastery School is the best gift you can ever give to yourself. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your interest in up-leveling yourself, your mind. And we invite you to grab the book, Clear the Screen, and read Billy's story there and have access to the stories of all of our co-authors in that book and be able to go back and read it time and time again as you continue to do this work, because we're never done, right, Billy?
And really, it's one action step at a time. And so, you know, the QR code up here for our TLC membership is the first step. You know, is just getting in once a month to really learn to train your mind to not have anxiety as much as it's there. It doesn't need to be there. Serving a purpose, so you can serve that purpose. It doesn't need to be there. And then you can keep moving forward. And so take one action step. If something today resonated with you, take an action step. Reach out, book a discovery call, scan the QR code, and just discover something that you haven't discovered before. Because that one shift in your mindset could literally change the entire trajectory of your life, which is what happened for me.
It's what we're here to do, to support you in the process.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.